So welcome back, and can I thank you all again for really very excellent contributions. Obviously a lot of hard work and in-depth analysis went into that, and I know that we're all here for the same purpose, which is to do the right thing for our borough. So now we move on to the next item, which is the committee debate and vote on key consultation issues. We have received presentations on the pros and cons of the Heathrow expansion and the alternative proposal Heathrow West. We have listened to the views of councillors and their residents throughout the borough. It is now the turn of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee to debate the key issues, which together will inform this committee's recommendation to Cabinet on the Council's overarching policy stance on Heathrow expansion. Members of the committee will already have received, as part of their agenda papers, on pages 13 to 156, the suggested full technical response by officers. This is for background information and is intended to give councillors a very clear understanding of the breadth and complexity of the issues expansion brings. It is not the intention to review the material to this specialised level in detail. Rather, I'm asking officers, and it's going up now, to put up a slide showing the possible positions the council could take on a number of key issues. Officers have drawn up these possible positions as a result of their in-depth analysis of Heathrow's consultation documentation, whilst at the same time taking into consideration the impact of expansion on our communities across the borough. Committee members will then debate and vote on each in turn. The debate on these key issues will enable the committee to focus the discussion on what the recommendation to Cabinet will be in terms of a policy stance of support or objection, be that caveated in any way, to expansion. So now we'll proceed, and if we can continue without the paper just for the minute. So the top item there is, those are the topics we're going to be discussing. Okay, the key headlines that the officers have done their analysis to come underneath. So the first item is air traffic movements. And there are some options there. Now, on the right-hand side, in capitals and purple or mauve, is Heathrow's preferred option at the moment, their position, which is three runways with uncapped air traffic movement growth. Okay. Now, the officers have been, as we know, through all these papers, and they, in the normal way, as to how the council works, they've come out with viable options that we can discuss that we might support. A two runway current cap with 480,000, two runway 25,000 air traffic movements, intensification up to 505,000, and three runway capped growth 740,000 by 2040. Okay, so would someone like to open the debate on this item? Councillor
Smith Ainslie. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, I mean, this is where, when we start here, we're going to have to, I think, go along a bit with the fact that the government have already decided on a position for what's going to be happening at Heathrow. And so we are going to have to be careful not to come up with a stance that is not commensurate with that decision. So I think going for like two runway with the current cap at this stage, when the government has already given approval for the third runway, isn't going to be realistic. And that's what I think we have to make sure that we are, that we can be realistic with what we're saying, so that we can then enter into a realistic negotiation with whoever, in order to try and get the best we can for our residents. And personally, I think uncapped growth is unrealistic for as far as our residents are concerned. It's not acceptable. There is obviously going to be increase in traffic movements, and the third option there of three runways with capped growth. Yes, I think we have to go along with capping that, and Hal would have to accept, and the government have to accept that a cap is a cap, and they can't keep on expanding beyond those numbers. Okay. Let's say 740,000 air traffic movements per annum is the figure there by 2040. And whether members want to suggest a lower figure, unlikely to be a high figure, but want to suggest a lower figure, I think that's the option we should be looking at for this first item on the agenda.
Thank you, Councillor. Anybody else? Councillor Nicholls, I think I saw first.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't feel constrained by what the government has said so far. A move upwards is incompatible with the net carbon zero of 2050, and we should not be supporting. What we're saying here is what we support or what we think is a good idea. Do we really think 740,000 air traffic movements is a good idea for this area? Well, I certainly don't, and I really am unhappy with 480, but that's what we've got. We have to look at different ways of using air travel. The whole notion of hub airports is being challenged. Ask yourself, why have Airbus given up making the A380? Well, the answer is because they don't believe in hub airports anymore. They don't work. Why are the Chinese building more airports? Well, answer, because they don't use hubs. And that's the Boeing strategy and has been for many, many years. So I would say that if we are going to vote in favour of anything, that we keep it at the current level of air movements and no higher.
Can we refrain from that, please?
Councillor Durfle.
I agree with Councillor Nicholls. This is what residents have asked us to do. It's also the position that I personally hold and the Green Party holds. We have to look at other ways of travelling if we want to actually effectively combat the climate emergency for which we have about 12 years. We cannot extend that even further, which contributes hugely to climate change. We have to actually counteract that rather than creating additional demand, which is what Heathrow wants to do. So I would be in favour of, as a maximum, the two runway current cap.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Geffing and then Councillor Sexton.
Well, I'm somewhat baffled by Councillor Lawrence's, Nicholls's assertion that we can reduce the number of flights by reducing the size of our planes. That's inevitably going to increase the number of flights rather than the opposite. And that is why I think Heathrow are looking at a hub scheme rather than the Boeing model. I think there are issues with the 380 and the size of it and its financial viability, obviously. But I don't see that us arbitrarily saying that we're not going to have any more flights just because Spelthorn says so is actually going to cut any ice with anybody. I think the option of three runway cap growth is a sensible one, that the one that's been negotiated up till now, and I don't think it's realistic for us to move away from that.
Councillor Sexton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I say this in the nicest way, but I think we could be here all night if we're not mindful of making decisions on each of these options. And if I may, I think that's what we need to look at, and we need to be voting specifically against the options, otherwise we will be here all night.
That was the purpose, Councillor, but I have to allow people to have express a view. So at the moment, we've had an expression for no increase at all, which we've been told is already approved. Councillor Duran.
Yes, I would support the two runway current cap.
Thank you. Does anybody else want to speak? Councillor Saliopoulos.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have to agree with Councillor Sexton. We've got the questions here and we have the options. What we don't want to listen to tonight, and you made that very clear at the beginning of the meeting, Madam Chairman, I don't want to listen to party broadcasts, actually. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the people here, Madam Chairman, who have come to listen to the debate. So I would prefer just to stick to this list, and if nobody can come up with something that doesn't involve a party broadcast, Madam Chairman, then they should be heard. Other than that, then they should sit on their hands. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. Well, I have actually tried every way possible that I can think of to bring the committee together to represent the interests of the borough and view the options in front of us. So, hang on a minute. So we will move to a vote now.
Name vote, please.
No, there's no such thing in it. This is a committee meeting. It's not full council with motions and name votes.
You can have a recorded vote at the end. Obviously, these are just recommendations to get the viewpoint of the committee, but we have got provision when you vote at the end on the recommendation that would be permitted as a recorded vote at the end.
Okay, all right.
So at the moment, it's just a show of hands. So option for a 2-runway cap, no increase at all. Thank you. Option for 2 runways, so that's no additional runway, 25,000 air traffic movements up to 505,000. One. And 3-runway capped growth of 740,000 by 2040. I'll ask Victoria to give the result of that vote.
Yes, and just to let you know, for the first option, the 2 runways current cap, there was a vote for 4. For the 2-runway plus 25 air traffic movements intensification up to 505, 1. And for the third option, with the runway capped growth at 740 air traffic movements by 2040 is 7. Oh, that'd be 8.
Okay. So we will lay that alongside what Heathrow wants, uncapped. We want it capped. The next item, I hope you've all got your paperwork now, have you? Okay. The next one is item is terminals. And so we have the 4 columns still, and as you can see on the extreme right is Hal's preference, which is the T5 extension and the T2, and what for us is the killer, the Northern Terminal. If there are any brief comments before we go to the vote on this, that's Councillor Smith Ainsley, followed by Councillor Gething, and then Councillor McElroy.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. Yeah, on this one, I think there's information that's come to light this evening, which we didn't know about. I think an awful lot of people didn't know about the Aurora project or proposal until tonight. And I think whatever we come up with at the end of the meeting, because there will obviously be an overarching recommendation that this committee will vote on, I think that we have to include the option here of the current configuration plus the Aurora Heathrow West proposal, because if that is viable, then it's not something that we can ignore.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Gething.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just want to first of all make the point, obviously, that we are commenting on some decisions which are obviously being made by national government, and we don't actually have any control over it. And we're just trying to ameliorate or offer our considered opinion as to what the best solution could be, given the national circumstances. I have an idea that I would like something closer to the Aurora Heathrow West proposal to that which is being proposed by Hal at the present. My only concern is how that would work in practice, given that Aurora would need to be able to work with the HAL-owned assets, and clearly the railway station, the light rail option, and all of those connections with those buildings which are owned by HAL at the moment would give rise to logistical difficulties. But if we could find a way of dovetailing the two companies so that something closer to the Aurora Heathrow West option was available, then yes, I would be inclined to support that.
Okay. Councillor O'Neill, and then Councillor Smith.
Dainsley, and then Councillor Dorfell, sorry.
Councillor McElroy first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's one option. I would like to vote for one of these options, but I can't find it in my heart to do this tonight. There is one option that I'm particularly troubled by. I cannot support Aurora DCO at this time, as they are 4 months behind HAL on the DCO, and they haven't said what we would get for our support. That's not to say that I couldn't support this in the future. We couldn't support Heathrow West in the future. Once they have further developed the DCO, and we know what benefits we receive. It's my opinion that were we to do this, we would throw away the leverage that we have, and we first must deliver an ultimatum to HAL to give them the chance to renegotiate over the next couple of months. As John Holland Kay has contacted me to ask to hold further negotiations, and HAL want to re-engage with our residents in relation to WPOZ and further benefits for our residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Next on my list, Councillor Smith Ainslie.
That it's quite a difficult procedure that we've got to go through tonight, and the end result goes to the Cabinet, and then they then have to do the work, and they can either say, no, we don't agree, or yes, we'll go along with that, or yes, that's a good idea, but, and then as Councillor McElroy said, this might be more difficult. So we're not actually tying them down when we come up with our proposals. But what I think may help you there is for going for the Heathrow T5X plus T2, but also that we must give consideration of the Aurora Heathrow West proposal. Is that?
Yeah, I would absolutely go for something like that. Really, what we're looking for is a bit of time here and to make HAL realise that if they don't get back on board, then they will lose support.
Can I propose that as not being one of these, Madam Chairman, that the Heathrow T5X plus T2 expansion, but that the Cabinet should be asked to look at the contacting Aurora Heathrow West about their proposal.
Okay. Go through each of them. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, I have
it. Well, that's still an option on its own.
It's an additional
option. But actually, can you give them that option as well? Because we can vote on all the options, including council.
Fine. Right, so I've got those points noted. So just to keep it brief at the moment, we've got the current configuration. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much. I mean, considering that in the consultation document by Spelford Borough Council, it was raised that it's a very detailed analysis of HAL's plans, and even there it was said that another consultation would be necessary because it's very vague and it's the preferred master plan. I mean, to bring another application in that is effectively sprung on us, and I don't know why it couldn't have been emailed to us in advance, the whole consultation, but the one A4 sheet paper, and then come up with the suggestion that this committee and cabinet approves this alternative, I find quite mind-boggling, in fact.
So, Madam Chairman, we never said approve, we just said look into.
Yes, this is all only considering. It's not, we're not giving the go-ahead.
Right, so,
anybody else? Councillor Sider?
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I'm very uncomfortable with what we've heard this evening. We can't overturn the national government, that is for sure. The decision is set in, appears to be set in stone at this point in time. But what we do have to do is to grind out of Heathrow the very, very best deal that we can get for our residents, the very best, right? And have the guts and courage to say, no, we don't like that, we want this. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor. Very succinctly put. Right, anybody else want to speak? And we'll move to the vote. So we have four things to vote on. So moving across left to right.
Because we've got the new option. So you've got those four.
Yeah.
And then the additional one that Councillor Smith aims for, which is this one, but give a consideration to that one.
Right, thank you. I've corrected again. There are five considerations now. So there's the current configuration. Show of hands, please. The fifth one is Councillor Smith Ainslie's suggestion that we say an ultimatum to Howe on T5, we have Tau T5X and T2 expansion, right? But then also that we would like contact made with Aurora Heathrow to see how that stacks up in comparison. So it's not either or, it's that we get more information on the two and then we can make a decision. Okay, that's what he suggested, he put on the table. So first one is current configuration, that was four, was it?
Four.
Thank you. Then the next one is Aurora Heathrow West.
Two.
How T5X and T2 expansion, as the nobody? Okay. How T5X plus T2 plus the Northern Terminal? No one. Right, and then the fifth suggestion, which is that we have the HAL T5X and T2 expansion, and at the same time look at it alongside Aurora Heathrow West with more information. Can I have a vote on that, please?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Thank you. Victoria, would you announce those results, please?
Yes. Would you like me to just summarise the end result, or would you like me to go through them again, Chairman?
Just the end result.
It's nine votes for the Heathrow T5X plus T2 expansion plus the direction to Cabinet to have further discussions with Aurora regarding the Heathrow West option.
Thank you very much. The next item is car parking. And again, we have similar headings. Has anybody got any brief comments they'd like to make before we go to the vote? Councillor Gething.
Sorry, I'm being thick, but I'd like a better explanation as to exactly what these options mean. I know we've had a discussion with regard to the large multi-storey car park that's going to be in the Southern Parkway, but I'm not quite clear how these all fit together.
Very reasonable, Councillor. I'll ask Heather Morgan to do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're just getting a plan up.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard that, they're just getting the item back up on screen so that they can explain it to you. Okay? As this seems to be taking a few moments, do we feel we could move on to the road and infrastructure item without additional clarification on screen? Is that helpful? And would anybody like to make any comments? Road and infrastructure. Councillor Saliopoulos.
Chairman, thank you. Following on from what Councillor Smith Ainsley said about when we look at the air traffic movements, the terminals, would this also not include, dependent on discussion with Aurora, because they talked about the not being necessary to have a certain car parks, if I'm not mistaken. So would this also make this a similar kind of option, if you like? Sorry to add to it, but if we looked and we were attracted by that, then according to what they said, I think we need another to me.
Okay, that councillor.
And Councillor Smith Ainsley, and then Councillor Durfall.
Yeah, I mean, what Councillor Saliopoulos is saying is basically quite sensible, because I think we cannot have that Southern Parkway. It isn't right to have that in our borough, because that is the building is going to be three times the height of the eco park, and people thought that was big when it got built. It will be appalling. So I think whatever option we go for here has to start off with the words "No Southern Parkway," because that is something which, when we came to our original position on Heathrow, we didn't know anything about that at all, and it's been foisted upon us since then. Personally, I'm without having gone into it in great detail, I would go for either of the first two options, because it has to be No Southern Parkway. Either Hal or Aurora would have to find a solution to that one.
Okay. But are you also suggesting between you, sorry, just clarify first, Councillor Durfall, if you don't mind, but also within this one then, that the Aurora proposal needs investigating, because it does ameliorate the impact on our borough.
Yeah, or how themselves have to
come up with that. Okay.
Councillor
Durfall. Councillor Durfall.
I just wanted to know whether the first option is actually preserving the status quo. Is this actually, when it says moving roads further away from Stanwell Moor, I assume it's changing the status quo to build extra roads? I'm not sure, because I can't envisage exactly.
Okay, well, I think I'll ask the officers to respond to you on that.
Thanks, Chairman. So in terms of this, we're on roads and infrastructure, where we're talking about the first option, no Southern Parkway, which is status quo, no truck park, status quo, no HGV filling station in the borough, keeping it as it is on the where it is at the moment. That's the status quo, and the lorries are quicker, but it's the status quo. In terms of moving roads further away from Stanwell Moor, if you do that, effectively, that is going back to what it is at the moment. That's the status quo. So we'd be moving, effectively, because the expansion is going to move the roads closer to Stanwell Moor, we want it to go back. So you're right, so far as option one is basically leave as is, status quo, if that helps.
Councillor Doran.
Regarding the North Power, North Southern Parkway, as I mentioned previously, Hardale's Energy Report recommended that all shuttle parking should be away from the airport. Not just Stanwell Moor, Stanwell Moor.
I'm awfully sorry, Councillor, I didn't get that.
As I said, Howard Davis in his report recommended that parking shouldn't be on the airport. If, as much as possible, parking should be as far away from the airport as possible with a shuttle bus service.
With a shuttle service?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think what Councillor Durfell was saying is, where was saying that he's suggesting that the parking should be right away from the airport with a shuttle service. Is that correct?
That's what Howard Davis has recommended in his report. In the Eden Original Report in 2015.
We're not doing parking at the moment, we're doing road and infrastructure. Okay, so we'll go back to car parking in a minute, and I'll bear that in mind. We're doing road and infrastructure at the moment. Sorry?
The Southern Parkway is a car park.
Sorry?
You're talking from there, but moving roads further away from Stanwell Moor.
Shall we read that?
Yes, Councillor Durfell.
Shall we just rename the first option status quo? I mean, it sounds like something's proactively moved, which is what comes
to the door. Sorry, can you speak into the microphone? Yeah, this is being recorded. We all need to be clear.
Yes. I think Councillor Doran was reading the first option as if roads were being moved, actively moved, as opposed to being the status quo, leave as is. So maybe the first option should be just rephrased slightly, or added first option, say the status quo, simple.
That's good, just in brackets, status quo.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. I'm sorry I didn't get it. Okay. Councillor Gething.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. If we are going to have half as much traffic again going through this airport, then I don't think leaving the roads as they are is going to be adequate. We are going to need proper infrastructure. I mean, it's an existing criticism of the airport that the ground infrastructure is not sufficient for the purpose. And to say that we're not going to have any change now is leading to additional pollution, because you've got traffic stationary, burning fuel when it's not achieving anything. So surely we should be looking at something which makes getting into the airport easier, more efficient. And leaving the road system as it is, I don't think is up to the job. Now, if we are going to have park and ride systems, where are they going to go? Because somebody needs to have a plan as to where they can be put. If we've got the existing parking capacity within the existing footprint of the airport, then I suggest we should be continuing to use that as effectively as we possibly can. Now, I agree that diverges from what the Howard Davis Commission said, but we need a plan, or they should have a plan, and if they've got the parking spaces already there and they only need another 5,000 or 6,000 within the existing capacity, then it doesn't, to my mind, make sense to drag that parking out of the airport to somewhere disparate and have a knock-on effect as a result.
Okay. Councillor Smith Ainslie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, which is why I think it's almost like it's not our job to find out where they should park these cars. It's our job to say, don't put them in Spaceport.
Okay.
Because we can't, we're not in the business of redesigning the airport, we're in the business of saying what we want for our residents.
Okay. So although we have, I think, effectively explained why no change is a nightmare situation, I would say, councillors, if we presumably because you've asked for it, I should introduce that as an additional option. So that will now be the option on the far left, no change. And then the fact is that the No Southern Parkway are moving the roads further away from Stanmore Hall, and no HGV filling station remains an option.
Yeah.
And then the next one is the same, but adds, which surely is detrimental, roads immediately joining Stanmore Hall. And then the next one on is worse still. And then, of course, how are you know, saying that they want the one on the right, which is worse still. So I'm now going to ask the committee to vote on these things. Please bear in mind there's an additional column on the left now which says no change. Does anybody support no change? No.
Could I just...
Yes, councillor.
I mean, if we're now going into the exact details of how things can be improved, then I find this meeting certainly doesn't have time to look at road and infrastructure, travel provisions, etc., park and ride. I mean, I'm sure we would have a lot to say about that, but this meeting will take till about 4 in the morning if we do.
It would.
So, I mean, if the best options that we can hope for as a Green Party, status quo, I'm going to, you know, vote that when it's relevant.
Yeah.
And a compensation hoping for whatever, then I'm going to vote for the rest and things like that if it goes ahead. But I think we're in a very difficult position with all these options. Yeah. And if we want to have meaningful choices, I mean, I was surprised we weren't sent that in advance. And now it's a lot more difficult than just a tick box exercise.
Okay.
So I'm sure there's a lot of useful debate which we should be having, mm-hmm. but now it's like 10 to 10 p.m. And we're 3 points down. I mean,
I agree with you, Councillor. I mean, unfortunately, this is a, you know, you've heard it's like, you know, thousands of pages of technical detail. And there is, you've got the 150 pages of proposed technical response from the officers, which has been on the system. And this is, in order to address our overall position tonight, which is what this is all about, not all that huge detail, which we couldn't possibly debate, the idea of this table, which the officers have produced, is in order to get a sense as to where our red lines are. So, for instance, here, if you said no change at all, I must say, for me, that doesn't sound a good idea. So the fact is, we would like the southern, we would like the main roads moved to the west, because that improves life for our residents, which is what this is all about. And we don't want an HGV filling station anywhere near us, because that also is a nightmare. So that's what we would go for, I imagine. I don't know. Whereas, you know, Heathrow itself wants us to have the whole shebang right in our vicinity. Well, we don't want that. So our amelioration for that would be to go for the least onerous option. Do you see what I mean? I'm trying to explain how this sort of works. So on that basis, please could we have a vote now on road and infrastructure? So no change. No, nobody supporting that, right? So the first next one then is No Southern Parkway, but moving the main roads further away from Stanmore Moor and not having an HGV filling station here. Who's voting for that, please? That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, unanimous.
That's unanimous. Thank you very much, councillors. Right, now going back to car parking, have you managed to...
Right, so there is a plan here. Apologies, I can't get rid of the presentation users around here. So, in terms of the options, the first one on the left is current cap, and the car park's focused on Bath Road and other sites out of borough. So it's a bit difficult, but in terms of preferred master plan, As we explained earlier, Heathrow are currently putting their runway in there and the north terminal here. They keep the cap and don't have the terminal there, then they can keep the parking in Bath Road. And then there's other sites, I think there's ones over in Ealing and dotted around elsewhere. So the first option is pretty well much as is, if you like. The second option is to increase the parking at the Northern Parkway or Bath Road only. So the Northern Parkway is this one here, which is currently saying there's up to 24,000 car parking spaces. And obviously ours is the Southern Parkway, which is 22,000. I think a point that probably we didn't mention earlier, but perhaps we should have done in the presentation, but we were quite tight for time, is that the Southern Parkway is the one that effectively Heathrow is saying is a more like a dead cert, if you like. And the northern one will come online if it's required at some point in the future. So the second option is saying we don't have it in the Southern Parkway, but that Heathrow say that they focus it on the Northern Parkway and perhaps look at enlarging the Northern Parkway and to put it in Bath Road. And then the third option is effectively for the car parking to be where you've got the 22,000 spaces in the Southern Parkway. And then the fourth option, which is the uncapped growth, which is effectively what Heathrow is saying, is they want to have the Southern Parkway and other options open to them if they need it in the future. So hopefully that assists.
So if I can try and encapsulate that, as I understand it, and then you can all tell me if I'm wrong, the current cap would be the best option for us. Because if we put any parking in the Northern Parkway or on the Bath Road, that will displace parking into our borough instead. And so we don't want that.
I think what it means, Chairman, is you increase the number of cars parked there, not parking down here.
Oh, sorry, I'm really sorry.
It's late, I've been
doing this all day, I'm really sorry. Right, anyway, so, okay, there we are. So, and you can see at the end that Hal wants uncapped growth, well, we don't want that. Councillor Nicholls.
Just a point of clarification, is the first option compatible with the third runway being built?
Heather?
In theory, I don't see why not.
So we will now vote on those options, unless anybody else wants to speak. Councillor Durfell?
Just one clarificatory question. You said that this option is pretty much as is, but is it suggesting that there should be car parking increased out of borough? If there's any difference between status quo and not, then I'd prefer an option being added status quo.
Chairman, through you, in terms of the first option, which is the current cap and car parks focused on Bath Road and other sites, that effectively is saying that it would be the current cap, there wouldn't be any expansion, there wouldn't be any additional parking anywhere.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So having clarified that, right, would we like to vote then, please? And its first option is current cap, which means no more, right? Okay, would people like to vote, please?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, increase parking at the Northern Parkway or Bath Road only.
I'm really sorry, everybody.
It's very late. Some people have changed their minds. It's not clear. Would you just clarify once more, Heather, in words of one syllable?
Or less.
So the first one is basically saying that the car park cap that exists at the moment will not change and the parking will be Bath Road and other sites out of the borough, so no change. The second one is saying that effectively the cap can be increased and there will be additional parking, but it will be outside the borough in Hillingdon at the Northern Parkway or Bath Road.
Okay, right, so that's now clear to me, and I hope it is to the rest of you. So we will now re-vote on that. I'm so really sorry about that. So, number one, current cap.
One, two,
three.
Three.
Right, thank you. Increase parking at the Northern Parkway or Bath Road only.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 12. That's it. That's 15.
Okay.
That's it.
So to confirm this, the 12 votes, which is the most, has gone to increased parking at Northern Parkway or Bath Road only, so in the London Borough of Hillingdon. Next item is compensation. Right, so it seems that Heathrow, according to this table, is going for a slightly upgraded existing offer. The first column says that the current packages are outdated and that, Councillor Smith Ainslie, I'll let you speak.
Those assume a bit that Southern Parkway exists. As far as wanting the invited property offers, they don't think, because that's what most of the a lot of the conversation would be for. Am I right, or does it cover other? There's construction sites as well.
So
I'm happy with a world class offer then.
I don't think we need to talk about this one much, do we? So, first column, current outdated noise packages. No. Slightly upgraded existing offer. No. Wider property offer zone for Stanmore Moor and part of Stanmore Village. No. Genuine world class integrated package.
Is that unanimous?
Can somebody explain what a world class package is?
Reclining seats, perhaps, Councillor.
Sorry, Chairman, if I may, in all seriousness, in terms of a world class package, effectively, we're not talking just about the wider property offer zone, but it's about the noise insulation and the compensation, the issues that Tracy Wilmot French raised earlier. And effectively, Heathrow aren't, by our understanding, providing what other airports around the world offer to their surrounding communities.
I think, Heather, you need to stay there because it is difficult trying to encapsulate these things in a sentence. So the clarification is very, very helpful. Right, legacy or community facilities. So Heathrow doesn't want to give us anything. And the other choices are replacement community halls in Stanmore Moor and Stanwell or enhanced multi-purpose community hall for Stanwell.
Yes.
And what about Stanwell? And Stanwell Moor, I think that should say. I've adjusted the sheet to say to add Stanwell Moor as well, so it's community halls plural. Okay.
I think you've got a different list. You've got an outdated list. Is that the right one?
Okay, sorry, I have been given an old list, and so there it is, Stanmore Moor as well, and Stanmore Village. Right, okay. So, we vote on this. Option one, Heathrow's preference, slightly upgraded. Nope. And slightly upgraded plus wider property on the zone for. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Just give me another sheet and it's in the wrong place. Sorry, right, okay. So, no legacy benefits. No. Replacement community halls in Stanmore Moor and Stanwell. Enhanced multi-purpose community hall for Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village.
Yeah. Everybody?
This is halls plural, yeah?
Yeah, it is halls plural on mine now.
It's not unanimous, though. Can you keep your hands up,
please?
Can you keep your hands up, please?
Do you want those halls or not?
Yes. 13. So one, two. So there's 13.
13.
I don't know where it's going to be built. If it's going to be built on Greenberg, I'd like to have a little more.
Oh dear.
Can I just say that I know that ONS must scrutinise everything, but could we be mindful of the people that have been sitting in the public galleries for 3.5 hours?
Okay. I don't mind a little levity, but we need to be serious about this. Right, jobs and apprenticeships. So there's the the Heathrow. Excuse me a minute.
Chairman, if I may, bearing in mind the time and it's fairly late, and perhaps we hadn't expressed it as well in the sheet as perhaps we might have done. The three options left, so the one on the left is sustain current employment without expansion. The second option, which is Heathrow running with, is 5,000 additional apprenticeships in the surrounding area, so that's not dedicated to Spelthorne. And as Keith mentioned in his presentation earlier on this evening, that could be new posts or it could be existing posts and them getting additional apprenticeship opportunities. The other option that we've currently got there is for Heathrow to commit to 1,500 apprenticeships for our local colleges, including Brooklands in Ashford. There might be a combination of the latter two that you want to look at, but effectively one is as is, two is anywhere in the surrounding area, three is a commitment in borough.
Thank you for that clarification. Councillor Durfle.
Assume options two and three are linked to expansion.
Of course.
They will be, yes.
Yes.
Councillor Gething.
Sorry.
You've got your hand up.
Sorry.
Oh, right, sorry. Okay, right, so we'll vote on those now. So option one, sustain current employment without expansion. Councillor, one. Okay. Next option, 5,000 additional apprenticeships anywhere, we might get some of them. Commit to 1,500 apprenticeships for local colleges in Brooklands in Ashford.
That'd be 14.
14, thank you. Even the counting's speeding up now. Right, control parking zones. So Heathrow is saying none. And then we have options after that.
14 for the last.
Are they clear to you? Should we just vote? Yeah. Sorry, Councillor Gibson.
May I please ask a question about the controlled parking zones?
Yeah.
In my past experience, controlled parking zones do actually disadvantage residents if they actually have to abide by them. Will there be some form of residence permit, dedicated residence permits at all? Do we know anything about that?
Yes, Chairman, if I may. In terms of the controlled parking zone, what we've said to Heathrow previously is that we are only saying that we need controlled parking zones as a result of the expansion. So they should pay for it in terms of it being implemented and ensuring that it's managed properly. So there would be, it'd be open to negotiation, I would imagine, with Heathrow as to whether they foot the total bill, but certainly that's what we've said previously. But it will guarantee the residents a parking space.
Thank you.
Councillor Dunn.
On that last one, shouldn't we be adding stains as well? It says Stanwell Moor, Stanwell Village and Ashford. Stains could become a bit of a hub to get to the airport if a light railway comes along.
Okay, this is actually Ashford North.
Well, it may not happen.
You investigated that, Ms. Heather.
Chairman, in terms of where we said Stanwell Moor, Stanwell Village and Ashford North of the 308, because effectively from an officer's point of view, we thought that we had to draw a line somewhere, because otherwise you're potentially looking at the whole borough.
Councillor Gething.
Councillor Dunn, there's a point in particular, if we do get the light rail scheme in place and that runs from Staines, then that's going to be a major access point, and so they are going to need to control parking and that feeds into that railway station if it's going to feed straight into Heathrow. So there is clearly an argument that says that there should be a controlled parking zone in Staines, particularly around that railway station if it gets built.
Thank you. I'll just let Mrs. Morgan answer that.
Thank you, Chairman. Councillor Gething probably covered what I was going to say in the very last few words that he made in his statement, which was obviously at the moment the SLR is something, Southern Light Rail or similar, is something that the council is advocating and pushing for. Heathrow have not yet committed to it, so we don't know if that's going to come to pass. So an option might be CPZ for Stanwell Moor, Stanwell Village and Ashford North of 308. And consideration be given to Staines if the light rail comes to fruition or something similar.
Right, Councillor Durfall.
Just to have the option, not consideration to be given, but and Staines if the light rail.
I think that's what she said.
Well, if consideration to be given,
yes.
Then they might say we've considered and dismissed.
Sorry, we've considered it?
Oh,
yeah, they might say we have considered and dismissed. So rather, and Staines doesn't leave any ambiguity to say and Staines if the light railway goes ahead.
All right, yes, that's
fair enough. Councillor Saliopoulos?
There's no need to start mentioning Staines in CPZ at the moment because there really isn't. What's the point? So we'll just leave it like this until we find out about the light railway. All we're doing is just... why would I vote for that at this present in time when I don't know enough about it?
Yeah, can I suggest an amendment to have the Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village and Ashford then and other areas as appropriate?
Other areas,
that's better.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just altering that.
Thank you. Yes, Councillor Durfall.
We just add the two. One was the Staines one, which had quite some support, and then the one and other areas if appropriate. Because I mean, Heathrow can say we don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
No, appropriate
for us. For us.
As we consider appropriate.
But I thought it's supposed to be included in response to Heathrow, and how would they know what you mean if you just say, and for us?
I'm sure, Councillor, this will be fleshed out. This is a guidance for us tonight. The officers are here taking account of it, and they will put all this out in a proper way of presenting it. Do you see what I mean? As long as they are aware of what we want.
I just don't see why the other option can't just be added and voted on.
Yes?
Chairman, well, I've seen it all now. We've got a Green councillor opposing CPZ in Staines. I just think we should leave it or do exactly what the Councillor Steve Ainsley said, any other areas, because we're deviating away from those folk who may be affected, whatever happens. We're going to be directly affected by anything that's agreed that we don't particularly want, i.e. the parking that we talked about that's near Stanmore Walk. I think we ought to... Hopefully it doesn't happen, but I think we ought to concentrate on those areas primarily. And for the sake of argument, I'd probably agree with them then.
I totally agree, and we're going all around the houses on this. Let's just get to the vote, please.
Okay, so we will vote now.
Councillor Doran wants to speak.
Yes, Councillor Doran.
In my experience, actually, people don't like CPZ. Mm. Are we sure we know what a resident wants? They don't like excessive parking, but they can be hostile to the CPZ.
Councillor, I think actually, we have to vote on whether or not we want CPZ. So first option is no CPZ. Does anybody vote for that? Councillor Doran, thank you. CPZ for Stanwell Village or Stanwell Moor? CPZ for Stanmore Village and Stanmore Moor. That's
three.
Four. CPZ for Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village and Ashford north of the 308 and other areas as appropriate.
Yes.
6, 7. 7.
7, yeah.
7. Thank you.
Are you voting? No. Okay. Last one then.
So the answer to that?
Yes. So the CPZ for Stanmore Moor and Stanmore Village and Ashford North for the A308 and other areas is deemed appropriate.
Thank you.
Moving on now,
Southern Light Railway or similar alternative. At the moment it's no Southern Light Railway. Next one is Southern Light Railway commissioned in time for the third runway and Southern Light Railway built before the third runway. Councillor Nicholls.
Responding to Heathrow Airport Limited, I'm personally a little bit unclear. I thought they were extremely ambivalent about the whole idea. So what are we asking them to do?
Chairman, we could amend the wording slightly and ask them to commit to working with us to build the runways, to build the SLR before the third runway, or we can preface it. So if you're happy to look at those three options, then as officers, as Councillor Lane said, we can preface it to make it clear that we are asking or requiring Heathrow to work with us to deliver.
So just for clarification, are we asking them to put money into it?
I mean, at the moment we're saying that it can be delivered and it can be privately funded, but they would need to be looking to pay and ensure that they deliver the element within the red line to into the terminals. So effectively, they need to agree to commit to delivering that element.
Councillor Dunn.
How do we think the Southern Light Railway is going to benefit Staines?
That's been a key proposal. So
okay. You've got the mainline station there. People are just going to come in and use it as a off airport terminal.
Yeah.
Because I would. Oh, pump the car, get me Uber. There'll be all these Ubers flying about. There'll be people parking in the streets. That's why they're going on holiday. They're already doing it in Staines. People are saying to me that there's cars parked for 2 weeks.
Okay,
I've seen the paper suitcases out, put them in the back of the car, the Uber, and off they go. That's why there needs to be controlled parking in Staines.
Okay, well, we've already agreed that we would like that. And as with any project, there are always a myriad of obstacles when you first think of it, and then over time they have to be catered for in the actual specific proposal, and that's what I assume would happen here.
But in reality,
we already have CPZ at Staines Station.
Okay, so we're going to vote on this now, unless anybody else has any comments.
No.
No. Right. So the first one is no Southern Light Railway or similar alternative.
No.
Southern Light Railway commissioned in time for the third runway. Southern Light Railway built before the third runway, and we work with Hal to commit to joining us on that.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 12.
And construction sites, which is right. Construction sites. So you see those items there. Is there any clarification needed, Mrs. Morgan?
Yeah. No, is everybody clear
with that? Yes, Councillor Harvey.
The Aurora plan also comes into this because they didn't have any bone. Well, obviously it was a short presentation, but we don't know about what they're planning, whether they're planning 24/7 construction in order to get it built in 10 years.
Okay, well, I think this specific item here is responding to the Heathrow Airport Limited proposal for construction sites. Okay?
Yeah, Chairman, I mean, effectively, we talk about CS11, which is the one that is directly affecting Stanwell Moor. So that's the one that we are particularly concerned about, and that's the one that was referenced by Olivia Flint in terms of the traffic, the HGV traffic coming through the village in order to access that construction site. So that's the one that we're particularly concerned about.
Okay. Yes, Councillor Smith-Ainsley?
Yeah, on this one, I think, Chairman, we have to make a stance on this and say that option one about no construction site 11, because it's in a totally inappropriate place, and it would and it's there for, what, 20 years. I mean, it's just appalling to have it there. I think there must be other areas that Hal could find to put such a thing.
Okay. Councillor Duran? Sorry, I
think option one should also include a power grid, because that's going to be used as a construction site as well.
I'm really sorry, Councillor, should also include what? Should option one should also include?
Option one should also include the power grid that's being used as a construction site as well.
I think this item is specifically to do with construction site 11, so that's what we're voting on here. Okay.
Yeah, to me it's absolutely outrageous. There's no way they can work 24 times 7, 360. I thought that was illegal anyway. I thought there was already legal mechanisms in place. You had to start and stop at certain times, and Sunday definitely, and bank holidays you didn't work.
There's different people, it's not the same person all the time.
It's outrageous. There is legal points. You have to stop. I'm sure there's legal on this.
Anyway, Councillor, the option here is that we're not going for it. We are not going to have it. All right?
No. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, option.
Councillor.
What I was coming to say, I think you can include one CES. I think the power grid CES should be included in that option. That's what I was trying to say.
Southern Power Grid.
Southern Power Grid, yeah.
Southern
Power Grid. We got one.
Can we add that? What is he saying? CS11 is effectively this site here, and then CS12 or CS10, I think, is this one here.
Okay.
So what he's suggesting is we say no to that one and no to that one. Then use the construction site.
So can we do that?
It's an additional option.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Councillor Duran, we will add that as an additional option. Okay, so construction sites, at the moment we're doing CS11, that this will, so do we think that it will not be operating all the year north of Stanwell Moor? Can you vote please on that, if you do not want it operating?
Can I just check, are you going to add and another site as well?
I have just said we will add that as an additional option.
So that's right.
So are you voting on this one, Councillor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
CS11.
Right. CS11, unanimous.
Right. Unanimous. And now exactly the same wording, except that it is for CS12, right? Which is alongside CS11.
Which is the Southern Park.
Which is the Southern Parkway, okay? So are we can vote on that with the same message behind each column, right?
We already had a unanimous vote, but we're going to do it as a separate.
Okay, so on CS12, can you please vote?
CS10.
CS10. CS10, Southern Parkway.
Okay. Great. Is that unanimous?
Next item is air quality. So here we have no change. Heathrow is happy to comply a certain amount, and the end column says continuous improvement and enhanced mitigation. Okay, does anybody need any clarification on that? Councillor Nichols?
It seems to me that this third option implies that there are going to be breaches of air quality. And I sort of thought we ought to be saying that there should be no breaches of air quality under any circumstances.
I'll ask Olivia Flint, who is our air quality expert, to explain what this is saying.
Okay, so the Heathrow position on air quality is very much to focus on meeting the legal limits. As long as they meet the legal limits, their decision is not concerned with the health impacts below legal limits.
Okay.
Whereas the third option is asking for continuous improvement and mitigation against the impacts to our residents, even where below legal limits.
Okay, well, thank you for that clarification. So we would, yes, Councillor Doran, and then Councillor Gething.
The present pollution level is above EU limits, so you offer no change. You're actually endorsing above EU limits.
Well, you can bear that in mind when you vote, Councillor. Right, Councillor Gething.
Whilst the continuous improvement and enhanced mitigation is entirely laudable and understandable, and I can understand why everybody would like that, if it's below the legal limits, we're not going to have any mechanism with which to enforce it. All we can do is keep them within the legal limits. So, yes, of course we want it to be lower than that.
But for that thing,
the how
list. You want to negotiate, you negotiate.
Excuse me, no comments from the gallery. I'm sorry.
The point is that unless you have something with which to enforce that negotiation, it's pointless. And if we do not have the legal mechanism with which to enforce it, then I think we have to go with what Hal is saying there, because they're simply complying with the law.
Olivia would like to respond to you on that, Councillor.
The legal limits for nitrogen dioxide are not based on health criteria. It's an arbitrary value that has been set by government, and therefore there will be health impacts below the legal limit for NO2. For particulate matter, there is no threshold, so there will be health impacts whatever the level. Therefore, there is a legal limit currently set at which the EU can take enforcement action against the UK for not meeting those legal limits. But there is actions and means to keep the to endorse driving those levels lower, monitoring those levels, and ensuring compliance against lower levels than the legal limit.
Thank you, Olivia. Is that clarified that for you, Councillor Gething? Okay.
Sorry, a limit is either enforceable or it isn't. And if they keep below those limits, then we have no stick to beat them with. Until we change those limits legally, and government reduces the limits down to a safer level.
Well, it's a point well made, Councillor, but I think this is going to be people's views. So, right, we're going to vote now. Air quality, no change. Heathrow's favoured option, compliance with the legal limits and future improvements due to government policy and aircraft technology. And then continuous improvement and enhanced mitigation.
One, two, Councillor Durfle.
Thirteen. That's confirmed as the continuous improvement, enhanced mitigation to neutralise air quality impacts below the legal limits on local communities as 13.
And now we move on to carbon emissions. So there's two options here. Heathrow, you can see what Heathrow is.
We haven't got carbon emissions.
We've got noise.
Oh, so mine's in a different order. I'm really sorry, this is not my fault. No. Right, so the next one on the screen.
And that one says can't. Oh. Oh no, I haven't got carbon. I have.
Right. We'll deal with what on the screen is carbon emissions, which is what I've got. I hope you can read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Two items there. Anybody got any requests for clarification or anything?
No.
Okay. Okay, so we'll vote on that then. Did you want to add anything?
No, other than to say, obviously, the Heathrow position is the current sort of government position in terms of legislation, as I understand it. The other option is to look to move forward and to get Heathrow to comply with the Committee on Climate Change, the 2050 date. So it's a higher test for them to meet.
Okay, so we'll vote on those. So column one, which is the Heathrow Breath Road option, stabilising and holding emissions at 2005 levels. And the other one, which is comply with the Committee on Climate Change.
Unanimous. List that you've just given me that isn't on the screen. What's going on?
No idea.
It's on that screen.
No idea.
Which is quite strange. I don't know the technology there.
Right, next item is noise.
Have you
any comments to make, officers, to enlarge on this at all? Is that needed?
Councillor Gibson.
I'd like a point of clarification from the perspective of how is HAL going to be directly responsible for airline configuration or performance?
I think that's Sir Tracy.
That's one of the questions we've actually raised within our response, that we don't see how they can. They are required to put in place noise envelopes and continue on with the action plan, but how can they actually achieve it? We want further clarification on that before the ES is submitted.
Okay, you happy with that, Councillor? Okay.
Yes, thank you. Is there any chance we might be able to amend that to say that we are seeking further clarification on how HAL can actually impact or have any say on how the aircraft perform, please?
Yes, I mean, I imagine, as I said before, Keith McGroy will answer, but there will be a lot more detail. These are the board top level items.
Just what are the techniques that Heathrow employ in order to help to reduce some of the emissions? Is that the charges that they make to aircrafts that use the facility, and the cleaner the aircraft, the less the charge. So they put off aircraft that are noisier or are less clean because the charge is so high, they go to other airports. So that in turn makes it a cleaner airport.
Right, so we will now vote on this. So the first item is no change. Next item is Heathrow's preference, compliance with legal limits and future requirements.
No.
Or continuously improve by actively and directly reducing noise levels.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14.
Thank you.
So to confirm on that one, continuously improve by actively and directly reducing noise levels for aircraft and airports using 2013 baseline is 14.
Thank you. Now we move on to night flights. I think this is probably quite clear.
Yeah.
Okay, should we move straight to the vote? Yes, Councillor Durnbull.
Can we add a suggestion item three. To increase the voluntary arrangement to an 8-hour period?
Yes.
Put the microphone on, please.
Sorry.
I would like for an option to be added to ask Heathrow to increase the voluntary arrangement to an 8-hour sleep period.
Chairman, I don't think there is any legal requirement. I mean, if Tracy will correct me if I'm wrong, but it would be in respect of that we would ask Heathrow to ensure that they met the WHO guidelines, which is for their 8 hours at 40 decibels. Is that correct, Tracy?
We are going to be including the need to tighten up on the noise levels within our response, but the fact is the government are actually recommending and supporting the 60 and 55 dB contours for insulation, regardless of whether that's right or wrong. But we're going to come back anyway.
I think actually, Tracy, it was the length of time,
yeah.
Not the decibels. It was the length of time that quiet exists.
Sorry, I misheard that one. With regard to the length of time, the government are also pushing for the 6.5 hours per night. We are also mentioning that we want it longer for some of the stuff that they've put forward with regard to the mitigation for respite. Some of the nights will be longer, but it's still the early morning start, so it's still not satisfactory from our point of view. We want it to be really pushing towards more.
So would someone like to give me the wording for an additional item to vote on, please? Councillor Durville.
Council to ask for a minimum 8 hour period of a night flight ban.
Council to ask for a minimum 8 hour period of night flight ban.
What's the beginning of it?
Minimum of 8 hours. Okay,
so the other additional option now is a minimum
8 hour
period of night flight ban.
Except for emergencies. Except for emergencies.
Okay. So can we please move to the vote on these now? No change to the voluntary arrangement, 11:30 till 6 o'clock in the morning.
One.
Band 23:30 to 05:30. Exceptions reduce this time to 5 hours 25 minutes. Band 11:30 p.m. to 05:30 a.m. for all movements except emergencies.
Yeah,
and then the fourth option, I'm coming to it, right? It's going up in time all the time. 8 hour ban except for emergencies.
Yes.
That's 12, thank you. 12. Immigration Removal Centre. Outside the borough or in the borough?
Councillor Durfell.
Yes, Councillor
Durfell. Can I suggest an alternative wording? No IRC, because I'm not going to vote for an IRC outside the borough. I'm not supporting IRCs. So no IRC.
We have them somewhere.
Can we just put an option and people can vote how they like? No IRCs?
Okay.
If I just say, obviously that's up to the committee, but just in terms of the Immigration Removal Centre, obviously there is a requirement for Heathrow to have one. And effectively it's largely dictated by the Home Office as to where that goes. But obviously Heathrow and the Government Department said that there is a requirement for an Immigration Removal Centre.
Councillor McElroy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question here is quite simple. There must be an IRC somewhere. Yeah. We're arguing that there's no IRC in this borough.
Yeah. I think this is the one time we're going to agree with Heathrow, actually.
Yes, we agree with
them. Okay, yes. So are we agreed? Option yes. One.
Mm-hmm. Two.
No. Two. The option of outside the borough. Okay. All right, we're all tied.
No, it's not. No, it's 14.
Yeah. Okay.
There's 14. I counted 14 votes for the IRC outside the borough.
Yeah. Councillor Durfell, I don't mean to be exclusive, but I don't think there's any point voting for something that's not allowed legally. So I think we'll move on that to the next one.
Just not staying
on that. That's all right. Staines Moor, leave the moor undisturbed. Uncertain changes to the River Colne north of the moor, or protect Staines Moor in perpetuity and no changes to the river. So option one, option two.
Unanimous. Well, that's unanimous. He put his hand up.
That was unanimous. Thank you very much, councillors. Right. Moving on. We have, I'm sorry, it's late. Right. We have reviewed the pros and cons of the matter in hand this evening. We have debated not only the key component parts of the Heathrow expansion proposal and the Aurora alternative, but also the tremendous significance of the airport as a major local employer and for the economic well-being of the borough. By working our way systematically through the list of key issues, we have identified our position on each of these, and I do thank you for that. Collectively, they inform our overall position and, together with a covering statement to reflect this, will form our recommendation to the Cabinet. I am now adjourning the meeting in order to formulate a recommendation, an overall recommendation to put before the committee, at which it will have these details attached. Please, can members please be back here in 10 minutes? Thank you.